I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hi, you're listening to Light Hustler, a podcast about addiction recovery, all that stuff. I'm your host, Anna David. I'm sitting here with one of my best friends in the world. He happens to be a psychiatrist. You know him, you love him, Dr. Josh Lichtman.
Your co-host.
My co-host. Currently,
hi.
My co-host.
Oh, well, wait, is this temporary
this
then?
This is temporary. This is ephemeral. I'm so sorry. Wow. You guys heard him get hired and fired. And
yeah, I'm probably not going to rock this one. I'm just warning you.
He's too depressed about getting fired. Anyway, we used to do these episodes where we would do 5 minutes on your questions answered. Now we're trying something a little bit different where we're just having very short discussions, things I have always wanted to ask a psychiatrist and I know other people want to hear. So here's what I wanted to ask you. To me, in the world right now, in this very like recovery rah-rah world we live in, especially in Los Angeles, people are very out and proud about being in recovery, but there is a major stigma around mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, from depression to mood disorder to schizophrenia to whatever it is. And somebody recently wrote me and they talked about this and they said, you know, basically whenever there's a national tragedy, whenever there's a shooting, they talk about this person's mentally ill and it's really damaging because it makes those of us who suffer from mental illnesses where we're not going to go and murder a bunch of people mm-hmm. feel more shame.
Yeah, the majority of people don't do that.
So would you agree that this stigma exists around mental illness that
absolutely.
Doesn't exist?
Yeah.
And why?
Oh, I feel like there were so many pieces of that question that I wanted to go for.
Go ahead.
First off, there's still the stigma. I mean, every day I'm seeing patients who, you know, at the end of it are so relieved that, you know, they thought that they were coming to see the psychiatrist and they were waiting for me to tell them that they were, quote, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the majority of people that I see are just like you and I.
Right.
And they're not crazy and they're not going to shoot anybody. And, you know, I certainly see my share of really crazy, psychotic, weirdo patients too.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of people that I see are very normal, mm-hmm. calm, successful people. But there's such a stigma. And it does seem to be getting better. And I really don't know why the stigma is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure there's some historical context to it, but no, I mean, people just like interpersonally, when people find out that I'm a psychiatrist, they definitely kind of tighten up a little bit. And I think they think I'm reading their mind, which
right.
always cracks me up because right. first off, psychiatrists, we don't read mine. And if I could, I'm probably not.
You're probably more thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
And the sneakers
well,
you're gonna
or just
buy.
Anything. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking about sneakers. So, yeah, I think that people in general, I think, have this false perception of maybe what psychiatry is, what mental illness is. And
do you encounter the stigma when you diagnose somebody?
The stigma from the patients?
Yeah.
You mean?
And they say, no. Or anybody who's going to a psychiatrist already has accepted that
sure.
mental illness is part
sure.
of it, would you say?
Well, you know, I'm really careful when it comes to quote, giving somebody a diagnosis or labeling them. And the reason why I'm like that is because I often find that it's not helpful
right.
to really kind of label somebody.
Right.
That what I really try to help patients to identify are their symptoms or their behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's something that's way more objective than arbitrarily assigning whatever diagnosis.
But don't they ask?
They do. And, you know, what I think it's also important to recognize is that in a 50-minute appointment with somebody, seeing them for the first time, you know, I often don't know what their diagnosis is. I can give kind of a category
mm-hmm.
of what I'm assuming it's going to fall under. But, you know, a psychiatric diagnosis usually has different components to it, like chronology
mm-hmm.
and how long a symptom has been persisting for, and are substances involved, and is there acute trauma involved or loss?
So what do you tell them?
Well, I'll usually tell them kind of what I'm thinking, you know, that this seems like it could perhaps be some sort of a mood disorder, or seems like it's in the bipolar spectrum, or, you know, when it's clearly depression, I have no problem telling somebody, yeah, I mean, obviously you're depressed or anxious. But before I really give somebody a diagnosis that I know comes with stigma, like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, or, you know, any of, there's several kind of quirky diagnoses too. I mean, I'm very careful because I know that people really kind of attach to this diagnosis, which again is oftentimes not that helpful. At the same time, I think it's important for people to recognize kind of what they're being essentially observed for, worked up for, kind of, again, symptoms being treated for. But I commonly see people who are misdiagnosed all the time too, and I don't find that to be helpful.
Now, what can we do to erase the stigma or diminish the stigma?
Whoa. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I really don't
know. Keep talking about it.
Yeah, I keep talking about it. I mean, I think it's always helpful when certain celebrities come out with, you know, their own history of certain, you know, troubles that they've had. I feel like that's helped considerably piece by piece over the years, but I don't know. I definitely feel like it's getting better, but it's still totally there, and people are often scared to get help when they really need it.
Right. So if you are someone out there who has been worried about going to a psychiatrist, scared that you'll get labeled because you feel shame around it, what can I say? I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
And I know for me, getting treated for it has made a world of difference. And, you know, the struggle with shame is completely real.
Totally.
And hopefully conversations like this can help.
Yeah. I mean, one thing before we kind of sign off, what I would say is that one of the things I hear regularly in my office is, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner?
Right.
And that certainly isn't a self-promoting how great psychiatrists are. It's more that I think people are so scared to seek the help out that they need for whatever fears.
Right.
And don't be scared. Just go. Yeah. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to go back. But chances are you're going to probably get some assistance.
Okay, great. Well, Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
And you guys...
Did I earn my place for long?
Oh, you're still temporary... not. You're still not hired as a co-host. You guys, write me if you think that he should be a co-host.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon, you guys.